From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. There was a fraudulent PG&E letter alerting customers of an upcoming planned outage for maintenance work starting on the 16th, which indicates it could impact several counties. The letter is a fake. There is no such outage or public safety power shutoff planned. The letter has been widely shared on social media and indicates an extended countywide outage. PG&E does routinely schedule planned power outages for maintenance, and in order for crews to stay safe, they do de-energize lines in targeted areas. Customers will receive a letter several days in advance directly to the address that they have on file. Also, the letter in question has a return address of Fortuna. There is not a planned outage scheduled for Fortuna for October 16th through the 19th. Well, the mayor and council in Eureka announcing that Dean Lotter of New Brighton, Minnesota, has accepted the position of city manager in Eureka. Dean comes to the city with 23 years of experience and knowledge as a city manager. Lotter is currently employed by the city of New Brighton as their city manager and oversees $16.8 million in general funds. He received a Bachelor of Arts from the University of Wisconsin at Stevens Point with majors in public administration and policy analysis, political science, and history in 1993, and earned a Master's of Arts in Urban Studies Local Government from Mankato State University in March 1996. Eureka will give back Wyatt Tribe land on Indian Island next Monday. Eureka City Council agreeing to the land transfer in late 2018, but the actual process has taken longer than anticipated. The official ceremony opened to the public. According to the Redwood Times, parts of the land are inhabited by an invasive plant species, and crews have begun treating the sites to get rid of it. Humboldt Bay Fire responding Monday to a commercial structure fire, the 3500 block of Broadway. They arrived with three engines, a truck, and found heavy fire visible from the rear of an unoccupied commercial building. Crews began attacking the fire from outside. The main body of the fire was quickly knocked down. Crews then conducted a search of the interior of the building. They found no humans or animals inside. The fire overhauled, and the majority of the damage was to the rear exterior of the building. There is an estimated damage loss of about $100,000. The building was unoccupied at the time of the fire, and there were signs of transient activity near its origin. The cause, though, is under investigation. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.